Now, the Catholic Bishop of Raphoe, Alan McGuckian, has become the fifth bishop to allow their local parishes to proceed with First Holy Communions and confirmations later this month. That would go against current public health advice. And he follows the bishops of Elphin, Meath, Clogher and Waterford Lismore. It will fall to the priests of the parish to carry out the communions and help prepare the children for both sacraments. So will many do it willingly or will they be nervous about it? Well, we are joined this morning by Father Tim Hazelwood, who is parish priest of Killa in East Cork. He's a member of the Association of Catholic Priests, which describes itself as a forum for those to reflect on issues affecting the Church. Father Hazelwood, good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
You're very welcome to the programme. Now, your own bishop hasn't made his views known on this, but if he asked you to proceed with communion and confirmation, would you?
I would be very slow. I suppose I'd ask what the decision is based on. The reality is that NPHET are the medical scientific experts, and they have weighed up and they've guided us very well up until now, and they obviously see danger in gatherings where there's mixed age groups and where there will be a lot of people who are not vaccinated. And we are told this Delta variant is very dangerous. So what we have is a gathering, and I don't think it's the gathering the church the issue is, because we're used to that control space and limiting the numbers. But it's the private gatherings. Communion confirmation is a huge event for any family, and all the family want to be part of that, and lots of people are invited. So the social element is huge, and I think that's where the difficulty is.
And that is understandable because of the impact of people congregating still, even though so many people are vaccinated. But can the bishops be held responsible for what people do afterwards?
But I suppose, why did we have guidelines up until now? Is to protect people. And I think this is where I think the most damage is going to be done by this policy. And that is the moral authority that we have. We're supposed to be pro-life. And here, we're putting pressure on people to gather. You know, if it's going to happen, I've known of people who came to sacraments who are having cancer treatment and who weren't vaccinated. You know, who came because they feel it's such an important event in their families. Some women who are pregnant who came and are not vaccinated. So there are a cohort out there still who are not vaccinated. So,
but personal responsibility means that they don't have to go to the party afterwards if there is one.
But that's very difficult when you're in a family. You know, if it's your child or your grandchild or, you know, it's... But it's more than that. I think it's the example that we're giving as well. We're the ones now who are saying you don't have to listen to the advice. And I think we should be the ones leading, showing example to protect people.
It's very difficult though, isn't it? Because you as a priest and the others would obviously regard these sacraments as extremely important for people of faith, and they have already been delayed for several months now.
Yes, but like, that's the important word you have there, is delayed. Like what the government is saying, you can't have them. They're not saying that. And I think because of the Taoiseach said, just hold off for another bit until there's more vaccinated. That's what they're saying. They're not saying you can't have them. And the reality is we're having baptisms have begun again. We have masses each weekend. And like if we're totally honest, the amount of people who from the cohort of First Communions and Confirmation who come every week is very low. It's the social aspect of it, is the pressure. And priests are going to be under fierce pressure now because parents are meant to have it. They want a day for their children.
Well, I was going to ask you about colleagues. Are you getting much indication from colleagues that they're nervous about this?
Well, some are nervous, but also some are under pressure, because if everybody else in the next parish are doing it, like you'll be set up as to being the baddie if you don't do it. You know, so... Like the pressure is being put back onto the priests in the parish, and I think it's very easy for a bishop to say, go ahead, you can do it. And I can understand too, like there are some parishes that last year's confirmation isn't done even. Mm-hmm. So you have 2 years.
Okay. Well, look, we will leave it there. No doubt more on this to come in the days and weeks ahead. Thank you very much, Father Tim Hazelwood, Parish Priest of Killa in East Cork and a member of the Association of Catholic Priests. It's 8:32 almost now on Morning Ireland, and Tommy's back with a news update.
Thanks, Audrey. Pharmacists have said they're willing to administer coronavirus booster vaccines when necessary. The Secretary General of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Dara O'Loughlin, said pharmacies would deliver the shots based on whatever advice the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, or NIAC, might give to the government. Yesterday, the Chief Executive of the Health Service Executive, Paul Reid, said that the expectation was that vaccines to prolong protection against COVID-19 would be administered along with the annual flu vaccines. The International Olympic Committee has said the Belarusian athlete Kristina Tsimovskaya is safe and well. Yesterday, the 24-year-old sprinter saw protection from Japanese police, telling them she had been brought to Haneda Airport in Tokyo against her will by officials of her national Olympic team. She refused to get on a flight to Belarus, fearing for her safety. Her claim followed criticism she had made of those coaching her. France said this morning it would be an honour if Europe were to grant political asylum to the athlete. In a statement, the IOC said she has spent the night at an airport hotel and that IOC officials will be speaking to her today with a view to supporting her decision. Poland and the Czech Republic have offered her a visa that would enable her to seek asylum in either of the two countries. It's understood she intends on seeking asylum with the Polish embassy in Tokyo today. And the weather forecast, it'll be cloudy with rain spreading over the western half of the country this morning, but not as wet further east. Rain will extend to most areas during the morning. Eastern parts of Ulster and Leinster will be generally dry. There'll be sunny spells and showers this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 18 degrees. Audrey.